Shul Savi Mari. Another Sugya of Kiddush, Simulation of Allah, by Sid Zion. But the Imam Sakhum Daf Kubal, the big time of Achlik is on the Lori, a person that eats before Kiddush, a poem before Kiddush, a person in the Kaddish and that. The Imam Big Daf Kubal, the Hiltsa, Tom and the Kaddish, by a case of Kiddush, and the case of Abdullah. What does that mean? Shaila, come on the back, means you do not say Kiddush tonight, you make Kiddush tomorrow morning. Come on the Taz, my Abraham, they say, the Chorus of Toys, and I wonder why I'm not over here. Meet the Vada tonight, my see, you make Kiddush over here. Mishkan Mish, down the way, make the button go, you make Kiddush over here. That's his eye. Sivchas, the person when he cannot make Kiddush tonight, Shaila is what we're discussing there, discussing case of person, Oitzik and Mitzvah, case of a Shege, case of a Mazin. And the question really is he starting to make Kiddush the next day, he's been doing Tashlumin, or the Sigur Tashlum by davening, of a Mazin, you not do Tashlumin. Mashenki, they did not bring Makatu Shabbos, you missed out the Kiddush on Shabbos. Lachon Machabbos is not Machalik, whether it's a Shege or a Mazin, or it's a Mitzvah, all cases, the Maestro, still, of course, it isn't Makatu the next day. Agam Lachon Machabbos, the word of Tashlumin, who does not mean the Din Tashlumin, just means the essential word of Tashlumin. Therefore, the next day, the Maestro, you make Kiddush. Agam Lachon speaks out that the person is not saved by Chul, because that ended off the night before. But like you said, the next day, you make Kiddush, only the Kiddush of Friday night. There's no need to offer Shulchan say the Kiddush in the morning, give a Kaddish Shabbos at that time. There's one interesting Nachkamino. Sometimes, let's say a person Friday night cannot make Kiddush. The common case is, let's say, in the hospital with your wife giving birth or good day, well, the hospital for whatever reason. And you cannot, for whatever reason, have Kiddush, have a pseudo. So you make Kiddush the next day. Yeah, what do you go do? First, go daven. Before davening on Shachris, the Lachwe is let her drink water. Before Kiddush, the Lachwe Paschim, now let drink water. So what happens? You're up all night, only wife is birth at 4 or 5 in the morning. Now you want to take a drink of water before davening. Are you before Kiddush, or are you only before davening? So again, both in the Rishpei test, the Baruch over there, the Gate of Shachris, Rik, this problem say you before Kiddush. And therefore, so a person cannot drink until he's Mekaddish. They can't take Kiddush until he davens. So there, it's a situation where the person, even though before davening or Shachris, but since he's not Mekaddish Shabbos yet, why is he cannot drink water? Simtas, the focus of the sugya over here is covering the chalas and the sheet over here if you want to follow along exactly what's going on. We had already in the last chabur in the Sivdalad, the sugya of Poyas Makam Makabish. That means a Gemara and Tzachim that discusses, let's say a person starts eating before Shabbos, it comes to Shabbos, he has to be Mafsik, and therefore he brings the food to the table, has to be Poyas Makam Makabish. Mobile over living in a Paiso, the person should not bring the food to the Shulchan, if he does, Poyas Makam. Now, the question is, Kamal Tyson says, gets involved, says we have more in Shabbos than after a few tests in Kolkisri. Sit over there, then when the Malach comes, he says, come to your house when you come home from Shul, and sees the Shulchan Aruch, and the Malach Tyson gives you a bracha, and this should be the same next week, and the Malach will ask to say, Amen, if not the way, vice versa. So see, when a person comes home, the table should be set already. It sounds like, in fact, I think Rob Sultan, that the table should not be Aruch. Only this Aruch was set up, then Poyas Makom. And for places, that their days were different than our days. Those days, everyone had their own small table, and therefore they're able to set up in another place. It was set up somewhere else. And then you're able to bring it. Mash Inkan, our tables are Dylan Yaser, they're very large. Therefore, they go bring it later on. Nichna get up either Hefstik, so places, say Nichna get a Terech also. And therefore, comes along the person, the Maestro, should set up. Therefore, a person, when he sets up the table on Gidon B'Yaser, the Malachim see over here, Poris Makom B'Kaddish. So first we have the side over here, Pum Poris Makom, so Dalet, the Lachim of Tess, of covering things. Building upon this, speaks out to Yishayim, what is the longest behind the idea of being Poris Makom, covering? Why should it not be here for? Now he's coming to the Torah to be examined, three main reasons. One is, the Torah being examined, the Hashmah, the Sugya from the Sheltis. The whole idea is that you're supposed to show you having food here, not inside the meal, but inside the covered Shabbos, the covered Shabbat. Therefore, if you have chalas on the table, what to do? Cover the chalas. Then it's command the lesser. You only make Kiddush. Then you're revealing it. Oh, you bring it warm, but inside you have Mekadosh Shabbos over here. So you must be showing us saying, what's the side of covering it? To take away the chalas, and then to mechaber the Shabbos, to bring it over here. That's being covered Shabbos, because after the Kiddush of Gatsu Yom, you pour the food. That's the Torah, and the Mishnah. That's how the Book of Romans is now. In the Mishnah Brewer does not bring it down over here on Sif Tes. He brings it down back in Sif Dalet and Sif Kontes Vav. and he's been signed to by us over here on the Sharetzin, it's a Kodim Memches. So he does bring it down, he's signed to it, he's done earlier, but not before the Mishnah Berurah. One time is the Kodim B'Shabbatah, Kodim Shabbos. The second time in the Torah, the Minam B'Shem B'Yishami, come they point out, we don't have B'Yishami in the Fenenu, that the Loch is the Gete Brochus, and the Lulu Sugya Brochus, that we have an order of how to make Brochus. The similar answer is over is a Maga Ish. Mem Gimel Ayin, Al Shin. Mem is first to do Mezenis Hamaiti, second is Agrofen, Al Ayin is eight, Al Zadomo, and then Shakel. That means what goes first during the week? You first make a Mezenis Hamaiti before you make the case of the eights, of Agrofen. Over here, what are we doing? If you have Chals on the table, Abi Cheshman Shibori, during the week you should make a Broch on the Chals first. The fact that you're making the idea on the Geffen first, it sounds like the Busha, an embarrassment to the Chals of here. Therefore, we cover the chalas beside not to mavayish the chalas. Again, it's brought down by the two adumus we're showing, brought down over here by the Shiburo, Api the Taz, the Mokarvim over here, beside the Sugya Busha. The Chodesh Alamus of Busha, Rashab explains, does not mean that this Doyman has Busha over here. Why says chalas? It means our relationship, our sensitivity, our understanding to it, we should feel over here that there's a Kaina idea of Busha going over here. Therefore, we cover it to take away not to mavayish the chalas. A third reason, again, brought down by the Torah, is that the idea of Lecha Mishnah, the more practical kisrei that we have on Shabbos over here, is that by the case of Lecha Mishnah, it's Zeich Laman. The way how Laman, Torah says, is Tal Lamailo, Tal Lamato, and they had it in between, like a coast, like a box. Therefore, since we have Laman, that's one thing at top, one thing at bottom, therefore, over here, we're covering it, and we have a map on top, a map on bottom, like the case of Laman. And therefore, Zeich Laman, we have the idea of covering top and bottom. Also, this brought down Napad Maharvam, this brought down on the Taz in the Mishnah Berurah. They do point out, the Mon did not fall on Shabbos. How was Zeich Lamon on Shabbos? The Mon did not fall on Shabbos. That really saw the Bialocha and Rishon Beis Issa Kasha on the Amor by the case of Ashtido, and Shabbos Teretz, the Zeich, the Inn of Shabbos, the Shabbos Shol Loin Void, the Zman Mashiach, or Nischias. Nice, we have the idea of Zeich Lamon. So, come out, we have three main reasons. Even either the Kabbalah Shabbat or Kabbalah Shabbos, the second side of the idea of not Mavayish, the third reason is Zeich Lamon. There are two more reasons in the Rishonim to speak them out. The way the ritual of the Sugya Brachos, or the Mordechai brings down Ben Avram, is that Be'etzem, if you have a Chalas here in the Yayin, Echami, you should make Kiddush Mavarach on the Chalas. Because the Loch is when something is Chavav to you, it goes first. So you have two things in front of you, Echami, you should make Kiddush on the Chalas. So we're covering it to take away the responsibility of making Kiddush or the Bracha on the Challah, and therefore the Yayin goes first. The fifth idea over here, the Ram Chalav, the Sugya Psochem, he comes and says, since it comes to show the Kver, the Suda Al Yayin, given the Cheshivas over here, the Kver Suda Yayin, take away the Challah, and the Ikka Suda is the Yayin over here. Fine, those are five reasons among the Rishonim, the way the Torah brings down three of them, the Shmur brings down three, two over here a little bit earlier, the idea of either Yekorba Shabbat, or the idea of Bush L'Shabbos, and Zeich Lamon. Aloha, which one do you pass for like? So again, I see the Hilta Shabbos, but Shabbos and Kopp says that, or the Yashir says that Ikkin Mishal Sigil Busho. However, B'nei Mazilbo, Pesker Chuvas, and look around, Lewis is smart. There's too many chishis for all three. A lot after their Macholikis. So we realize that all three lines are true. Building upon that, now we have all three reasons to deal with. Let's go through 19 different situations, how to apply practically Aloha Maiso. Some are more common than others. First case over here. What should a person have? You can have, you follow the sheets. Now we're going to 19 cases over here. First question is, should a person have the chalas on the table before Kiddush, or should bring it after Kiddush? Come on, we're going to my Sirah and says, do not have the chalas on the table before Kiddush. What's the reason? Could that be the cheshbon of the sugyo? It comes out by etzem, it should not be there, should be in a different room. Really, as once you bring it, so when you cover it, it's the sugyo of an etzer shivoy, the sugyo of hefsek, tircha. But it's not the source, the original Makar Shavai, should not be here. What we do, we have recovered. Therefore, if so, says the Maisa, says the Goy, the Chor should not be here. And the Ansar says it should not be here. I've said a shayni, there's a Taz, Yudei, Kufa, and Ches, what happened to the Cham Seif, but also Rishon Beis, sets down the Chalas on the table, but has a secret of Kovod Shabbos. The Gra says that the Chalas on the table beforehand, also the Chachilo, Kovod Shabbos. The Orchor Shulam, the Gzal, someone say, not to have Chalas, but in a Nochon, that's incorrect. The Yashu says that after the day, that's a minute to have it on the table. And the Svar Shabbos is that Tosha said the Gemara of Shabbos, the Kufi Tes says, Gemara comes, you come and see the table being musudr from Beit HaKnesses. You come in, you have chalas on the table. That means the makor where yes to have it is really Tosfos Kasher. As Kovod Shabbos, having the house being ready for the meal, ready to mechabed the Shabbos over here, to have chalas on the table over here. And therefore, as far as I see, Roy's form say, the Maaseh to have chalas on the table before you make Kiddush. Now, there are two points over here. One is, let's say you want chalas on the hot. You don't want to have it on the table. You want to put it on top of the hot plate, top of the material, do it inside the oven, on top of your hot water, the chimum. You want, and you don't want to have it on the table. So there, the Isra B'Yashim. B'Yashim says, so in Chalas, we have other chalas on the table. Now, these chalas, why should you have chalas on the table? It says if you can't have chalas on the table, if you have nothing else, then we discuss the sugya, the ratio of beis, you have a sugya of oinig versus covet. What's the locha? The locha is that oinig, you have a right to not wear your tarim, it's right hand outside. You have a right to wear, to have a cup of your plates instead of having dishes. You also, so oinig, Shabbos, I mean, chalas can override covet. Echam, you can have no chalas on the table. Well, why should you have chalas on the table? That's how.
If you're coming from the malachim, shouldn't you have it at your table before you come home?
Oh, now the second question, unless you have the second child is, when to have the chalas before on the table? We're saying it, we're supposed to have it before Kiddush. Is it before you come home? Or, when is it, when it's supposed to be covered? Or you come home, then cover it. Come home, Nishma Shabbos, it gets involved. That since you said over here, it's been found the idea, Ma comes up, he starts to show Shabbos, go see it over here. Therefore, you should have it ready, the chalas on the table, we bought Shabbos. You come home, have it already covered, all prepared for you already. Therefore, the Lashon of the Ashes, what an Asher Ish, we bought put the chalas on the table already before Shabbos. We spoke out in the Sukkah and by bosses. Mishmuel's Kosses, it used to be 25 years ago, everyone had nails on the table. Now some of you all we have, some of you on the side. It used to be every chair on the table. So having nails on the table, hiding the table back and forth, especially when you have houses that are much smaller than the houses we live in. So said the Mishmuel, and eats it, that chalas on the table when, ba'odiyoim. So we see right in the Mishmuel, the place giving down, that chalas on the table, ba'odiyoim, it's on the sugya of bosses. So we see that it seems to be that hunger by me, chalas on the table already. So a couple along this Mishabbat speaks out, and now 50% of the time in Shabbat, they point out. That could be even one that I have the mark, correct? I mean, it comes out, the first two questions that fell before Kiddush and when to have it, the Maaseh says, Mitzad Zeichelmon, the Svar is not there. Mitzad idea of Busho, the Svar is not there. Mitzad idea of Kovod Shabbos, they point out, for that, you can argue very strongly, the Svar of Kovod Shabbos is there. There were other three reasons, the idea of Kovod Shabbos. Now, it's not the Kovod Shabbos of the Kurdish Shabbat. It's a call of Kovod Shabbos, the Mal comes home, and see that everything's set for you, prepared, everything's ready for you, and then you have a call come before you start the meal, before you even come home, even by the end.
Why is it Kovod Shabbos and it's different calls than ones you can eat?
It's everything ready for you to start out the meal. It's ready. Now you want some sweat, so it's ready for you. Apin, what we're saying now, having chalas a cup before it, let's discuss other things that are on the table. If you have salad on the table, you have dips on the table, you have fish on the table, saying that new is from say to have chalas. Is there an Indian to have chalas and other stuff also, not to have it to cover it? So, really, there are two questions. Number one, to have it on the table. And number two, if you have it on the table, should you cover it on the table? Should you have it covered? First, to get to having it on the table, says it's Shai Dabliski, so in Nemetzal, it's Machalik, it's going for Shai Akhoinim. According to the Goyim, you should not have chalas, you should have nothing on the table. According to those that you should have chalas, you should have everything on the table. What's this about the Machalik over here? And then with the Isam Chaim, Chaim said, you can have even chalas on the table, the Shai, he also can have even chalas on the table over here, that's a minute. Now, once people who have chalas on the table have also all the dishes on the table, all the different dips and fish and things on the table, should you cover it? So yeah, as far as it's not the sugya busho, no busho. It's not the sugya zeichel one. It's not zeichel one. It's only lacha mishma. It's not the kavod shabbato that you show that you're bringing it after mikasha Shabbos. You're coming home. Everything's lemaisa on the table. So where's the kavod shabbato? Where's your kavod Shabbos? It sounds like you're ready to eat without being mikadosh. The whole issue is what is make kiddush and then bring the food. You make kiddush and everything's in front of you. Maybe the kavod shabbato. Therefore, the Rishon HaGoyis Maimi says, cover the pas in the table. Same as Shuma says, cover the mozai, cover the lechem in the mozai. Says the Pima Gadim to cover the food.
The main food comes later.
What?
The main food comes later. It's just an appetizer. It's not really a dips.
Suppose the Israelis, that's the main thing.
You leave the chalas in the room. You don't have to dip the chalas.
First of all, the tiny again, this is I'm quoting, and the fact is, at the end of the day, you're having food over here. It's being set up to go eat, and it's not the Kabbalah Shabbat. It is the Kabbalah Shabbos. Therefore, the Menachem Osher, the Sharab, the title of Chuyisha, have to cover everything.
Excuse me, Maisa. Maisa Rab,
Absalah Sheni, there's a Maisa Rab, Yoshiva has dips the table, and from the argument over here from the Tzibah seems to be, I'm absolutely wrong. And the Makar Shavai defends, so are my father's correct. Again, where's this Sugur Yosef test coming from? So, the Makar my father's getting it from is a bad term. We go back to Sif Dalit. This whole idea of being Kamri Chalas, Kamri Sugur, Boris Mapa, Mekadish. Well, there we also spoke out, was Boris Mapa mean? Cover the Chalas, cover the food on the table, or cover the person's body, right? We spoke out about that covering the body, that people remember. But they cover the table or cover the food. Over there, it's the same avucha, same shayla among the achrayim and the rishayim over there. And those who supreme God was machbo there, it's machbo over there. Might say, who is mekel there? Mechavram, says the chalitz. The taisu shabbos, the grads, the chayodim, the shmur, that say only cover the chalitz. So anyone who says it over there, pashas can say the same thing over here. The story spoken over there, either ikra sudo is a pass, or the all macholim are tough of the case of pass. Therefore, once you mechas the pass, that is still a shulchan over here. Now, there are those, I see certain people, the mice, they make sure they're chalas on the table, but they won't bring other machalim, any other food. That could be why, because they're covering the chalas, and they're trying to be chalish with the other sheet that says, should also cover the food. So you won't have anything there, because they got to cover the food. So at least I understand with the meaning, that certain people, they won't have any food, just chalas and covering it. Why? Can be chalishish, but the idea, let's cover the food. That's not too convenient. But newest people have the chalas and the food there. The chud makor shabai is again not like Kriyam Gogim. Not like Goyis Magnes. Not like Sayyid Achum. They're right Muslim. But makor is Mishmur. It's valid. The Taz over there. Again, Makabam over there. The Sayyid Shabai is the Silk HaShulchan. The Ikir is the pas. That's just the first food, first course is four spice. Even have the main course over there. Still, the Ikir is Allah Chayyich Odom. That's Ikir. That's Silk HaShulchan over there. A fourth situation is when a person has challahs on the table in the morning. Is their idea of covering the challahs on the table mitzvah the sukkah of Kavod Shabbos? That means that avada covering the challahs mitzvah zeich lamon is there. Mitzvah their concept of bushel is there. But the idea of yikavod Shabbat, the shilta's reason, the Rashbam's reason, Kavod Shabbos isn't there. So again, this idea of Kabbalah Shabbat is missing from the Mishnah Berurah. The Shartin over here, he sends you to Mordechai Sukkot Memchas. Shartin over here. Look up the Mordechai we're sending you to. He's saying it does not apply during the day, it only applies at night. Mordechai speaks about black and white. And the guy Smaimonides and Maximitri and Sefer Mani, they're being down, it only applies at night. What's the Svarah Shabbat? When you catch the Shabbos, you bring the food afterwards. The morning, the bracha is bechanan and bechan mitzvah, but not being kashrus Shabbos. That's a chreil yain kisotz b'tziyosay. That's only at night over the case of Adola. Over here, we're making a bracha kiddush rabbah to get the water they kiddush for. But the idea of covered Shabbos that's supposed to the Mordechai only applies at night and during the day. Therefore, we'll get to different kulos by people on mekel during the day. For example, we'll get to others will discuss why by people by kiddush will give me mekel because svar of covered Shabbos does not apply during the day. If the kimto, enough kimino, the person wants to be cash a la pass. We'll get to the lochas being cash a la pass. At night, people can do it during the day, but people cannot be cash a la pass. So at night, they point out, be cash a la pass, go through Soros. On busha, the pass is the busha. You're making kiddush on the pass. It's not the kabbah shabbato, the chura, this is the real, not the kabbah shabbato. It's not the singer of zeichelamon, speak to the taz mishavuot, that's enough kimino, why you also need this one of zeichelamon. One year for? Why do they have to cover the pass over here by the case of cash the pass? Bring out a Pashkim Mechain Oigim, the seal over here, the one Pashkim began to be Machm over here, they were not only Chush of the Svar over here of Busha, we see over here clearly the Pashkim saying even if there is no Busha, still we have to worry about the Sukkah Zeichel Mon. And that's called the Pashkim Gwish of the Machab. Machab is covered on top of the Ban, top of the Ban, it's Pashkim Sukkah Zeichel Mon. I mean, we have the Sukkah Busha, Sukkah Zeichel Mon, and they cover Shabbat.
Can you cover the Ban?
Okay. That's the last four cases. A sixth case, the situation, is let's say a person has no das to eat from the pass. That means mitzav, you have chal in front of you, and other chal is over here. You don't plan to go eat from it. So you go mitzav, the sugi is over here. Mitzav cover Shabbos. Maaser shouldn't be here. You should cover it. Mitzav zeichel one. Mitzav yilach mishnah. No plan to go eat over here. But mitzav the sugi of busho. Is there a sugi of busho over here? We don't plan to go eat it. Sugi of busho. The question really is, in general, to get a sugi of brachas. The look is when you have two things in front of you, again, Zainus, usually be Fagafen, over here we're switching it. Unless you have two things in front of you, one you don't plan to go eat it. I don't plan to go eat it. Don't plan to go eat it, so why exactly is there a chesaron in the idea of the order of the brachas? Diva speaks out the debatino. There's no sugar of busha, the person not planning to go eat from the past. So I'm showing you the number of clear that doctor maybe is two different things over here. One's, let's say, white bread and white bread. One is different, but let's say that both the same exact thing over here. So why pick one over the other? There's no reason one over another. And Mechami tells the Sukkot is still my supplies. Get that communal water during the day, it's hard to make. Okay, you have to realize Busha might not apply. The Alech Mishmul Kod doesn't apply. You only have to cover Shabbat, which won't apply during the day. Get that communal. A seventh situation over here is, let's say a person is not drinking the wine. Let me use an example. The Kiddush is 200 people. One person will cash everybody. 20 people will drink the Kiddush, and another 180 people will not drink the yain. Is there a sugar mitzvah idea of busha over here? This is a good busha. Because the whole idea of the baya of busha is wine, because wine where the world is having the yain before the pass. I'm not having the yain. It speaks of Shlomo Zalman, if I'm not drinking from the wine, I'm hearing the Kiddush. My bracha is by breaking up is not ma'akir for me. I don't even have to hear it. It was discussed in the last word. Where Pergoffin has been signed the Kiddush, but not Mitzami. I don't hear it. Tamakim. The main message for me is being Mekash Shabbos. I love being Mekash Shabbos. And the difference of Shulma Zalman is that a Sugar of Busha does not apply. And what does apply? Kavod Shabbos should not be on the table. The idea of Zechelman, if it's my Mishnah, Lecha Mishnah, it does apply. The Sugar of Busha does not apply. Again, we'll get to how we put all these thoughts together, make it very practical. A eighth nafkamino is, let's say you have chalas on the table that are not lechem sholms. A person is over here. You have to cover them. It's not the sugar of kovah Shabbat, kovah Shabbos, nothing to be on the table, you should cover it. It's not the sugar of busha, still, hamoitzi goes first. It's not the sugar of zechelamon, zechelamon is dafter lechem mishnah. Given that you have kovah chalas on the table, the zechelamon, the maisi does not apply. Very important nafkamino is the case of mezainis. That means that people, they buy Kiddush, one person is making Kiddush over here, and people don't have lechem in front of them. They have mezainis in front of them, cakes all over the table over here. By mezainis, do you have to cover the mezainis? Not only that, let's say you're being with Kaddish, and you have a piece of cake they took in front of you. It's your own piece of cake. Not the cheapest piece of cake, not the one that you want, your own piece of cake. You have to cover it. They say, let's go to the Soros. It says, the sugya is Zeichelamon. Zeichelamon apply? Zeichelamon is why? Lechem Mishnah. If you make a lechem Mishnah on mezainis, so this form might not. So Shmuel, Kamineski, Shlom Zaman, Yom Zilber, Rav Nemetzal, we're at the Chumah of Shlom Zaman. We don't make Lachem Mishnah on the Zaynus. So Zechelman will not apply. It's not the sugya of Kovah Shabbos, Kovah Shabbat, Maisa, nothing should be on the table. So then, instead of Shlom Zaman, then it does apply. It's not the sugya of Busha over here. Lechore, is there Busha? Lechore, Api Cheshbet Shavoy, Maisa, Zaynus, we'll go first. The other, the Chayodim and the Kitzer and Shlomo Zalman said, "The Sugya of Busha Maisa does apply." So it comes along the Paiskim Maisa again. Those when we make one Mezainus, but Ikkulus from say we make Mezainus. Because why? Because two of the three sorrows apply: Kavod Shabbos and Busha. So the Chayodim, so the Kitzer, so the Moshe Rodechai and the Shmir Shabbos. Shlomo Zalman Maisa does apply. Have you stop putting things together, make it practical? In the case of a Kiddush, you have cake in front of you during the day. So now let's put the sorrows together. Some of the sorrows said already to you now. As Zeichelmon. No lechem mishnah, no problem. As kovod Shabbos by kiddush in the morning, the shaitzin sent to the Mordechai. Mezainis might be the idea of having a table, but none in the morning. So therefore, no idea of the kovod Shabbat. He said a singular busha. If you're not drinking from it, that means you want the people over here that's not drinking from it. Only the people around the mekadesh. If you're not drinking the yain, except for Shlomo Zalman, it doesn't apply. So what we just did right now, we took him all three reasons by case of a Kiddush, to be by Kiddush, first being Mekanish, he'll have his own piece of cake, maybe he should cover it. Echam, he should cover it. If he did not have an open cake, he has a tray cake in front of the world, being Mekanish, our claim. Whose tray of cake is that? Is it, he will come taking the tray, is it, he has to cover it? who's a tzibur, is a mesiachtim, not mesiachtim, yesh lo mikan lakan. But people by the other table, they have their own cake, and the mekash not can take from it, and they're not drinking from the wine, you have no svara left in the morning. There's no zeich lemon, there's no yikar b'shabakta, no sukkim tel, they did a busha. Yeah, but again, it's not akim by pei gofen. The holy says kiddush. At mekash, oh, something on the gofen, the Ramzan says taina. There's no, if he's not drinking the yain, there's no chiv of the gofen. Why? Because when a person's mekash shabbos, he had to a gofen. But we saw last chavura, Shulchanov says that yain is not part of the kiddush. If I don't hear, it's not makim, no problem.
You hear it by day, it's the only thing you say.
It's b'yach ha-mitzvah, yeah. So I have to go drink from it, b'yach ha-mitzvah. Take a tenth situation over here. But another main question. By Shalosh Shudas, through the Shlishas, you have to cover the pass. Now, everyone's very adamant that this is what you go do. Each one has their own logo. Now, let's go to this forest. It tells you you cover Shabbat. Again, it's not play during the day, only Friday night. It tells you you have Busho. Well, do you make Busho? Well, do you take Yang first? Did you take the wine first? Even those who are Machmer, the Ban Shita, have wine during Shalosh Shudas, the Hasidim, they drink the wine in the middle of the Suda. They don't do it before the Suda. So come along with Suda, now the Suda of Busho. The question you have is Zeich Lamar. Again, Mechaba sounds like the Ike Zeich Lamar, because it's Priyat Ma'apel 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 Ma'apel. So, Apicha, when you say the Chor, we have to have Lacha Mishnah, all three meals, Zeich Lamar, three times. Deal with this, if Sam Seyvim Sachem says, even by Shal Shudas, the Banish Chai and the Stachu is not this way. And Sela Sheni, the Archa Shulchan said, this Meister is not our Menik. The Chamish was not as Menik, Shlom Zalman Meister did not do it that way. Chura, and therefore Chaim says, Machlok really says that Hogi be the Chazish the Stipler. What are you going to do? The Chura, the Shtaki Svar, what you make? Again, we have to realize you have three Svaris. Bush does not apply, Karat Mishpat does not apply, the only question is Zeich Lamon. What you really have to go do is learn the Sugar of Shalash Shulah, Simba Reit Sadik Alam. Midinoite, we have to have Lacha Mishnah by Shalash Shulah. Speaks out there a moment in Siv Dalet. Pasha Tarminik Lahokal, Zeb Sudo Shalishish Rakika Echot Shalom. Midinoi, one lechem is enough. Have a yish lachma take lechem mishnah. That means la locha, one chal is enough. Not to Victoria, not Paris. The locha we paskin is where we wash by shalosh shuvos. We wash one lechem. Have a yish lachma take lechem mishnah. Says Mishnah, why lechem mishnah? Says, you know why? To make yem shabbos shavos. To make all the meals equal. We don't have the same sense of your lechem mishnah. We don't have the same sense of your lechem. I mean, the whole sport, why are we taking lechem mishnah on Shalosh Shudas? Medina, you don't have to. Only to make all meals even, therefore we take lechem mishnah. That's the sport of the Mishnah Berurah. That means if you analyze it, the shtak is for why Shalosh Shudas is not covered Medina. The sport of Zeich Lamon Meisah, you can argue, is not there. There's no locha Zeich Lamon. And even when we take lechem mishnah, why make all meals even? There's no sugya busha, no sugya shinkel, b'shabato. And therefore, the new Mishnah will tell me that locha is not covered. As far as the Ishtar, the Chor can argue that all three reasons the Maestro did not apply.
You want to make all meals Shabbos?
Shabbos in what? In the Suda, but coming in the Yeshua on the Harbor, you have the Chor, two as far as don't apply. The Maestro, the minute as far as I see, is not to cover it. Again, there's a meal that most of the people who Maestro do cover it. That's clear. Thank you, Levin the Kipto. The person, let's say he's wants to make Abdullah, and he has in front of him, he's fancy, right after Abdullah, a Suda Mab Malko, Tamazenis right away. So you have to cover the pass with the mezainis that's in front of him. So you go through the Svaris, you cover Shabbato, the mice does not apply. Zeich Lamon, mice also doesn't apply. It's had a sugya of Busho, doesn't apply. So the Mephoshim are covered by a sugya of Bela, Reit Tzadik Tes, that says a person has to cover the pass. We're going to get to us if you have mezainis. In the case of Abdullah, you plan to eat right afterwards, you have to cover the pass over here. Vekka Taz, why? Again, the Lokha Bishlam, in my case of Kiddush, you can be Kaddish ala pass. Are you picking Yang, cover the pass? Over here by Abdullah, you cannot do Abdullah on the pass. So I'm doing Abdullah on the Yang, because I have to do Abdullah. And in the Taz, you know why? The fact that Chazal told you to make Abdullah on the Yang, not the pass, that itself shows the mile to the Yang over the pass. That's a Bush of the pass. So said the Taz, the Sayyid of Bush applied by the case of Abdullah. What am I? Maravon, Mishnah, the place can say that two of the three reasons does not apply, two of them, but Bush Lamaisa does apply. Then the Chava pass, you have to cover your pass, you must do this by the case of Abdullah, who isn't a Gaya. Coming off during the 9 days over here, the people who drink wine, try to get their cotton, the age of 7, 8, 9, 10, whatever it is, and some people don't for whatever reason, or they don't have a cotton, They start drinking. The question: how much to go drink? The loch is malugmo to drink more this year. They have to. The big shalal not drink through the 9 days and not. Different ogres. Different certain people do. They'll drink the malugmo, and then they'll have mezainis, and they say al mich and al gefen together. That's an ogre out there. So they have right after Abdullah mezainis on the table. The question: lemuchur apidus cheshbon shvoy, might you have to go cover it? Because you have the idea of busha. The kid says that applies by mezainis the case of busha over here. That means, and therefore, you don't have to spoil anymore because I'm not drinking the wine. You're drinking the wine right now. So nobody want to make a little chalice with my kids because you're not drinking the wine. But here, I'm drinking the double wine over here. If the one drinking it, they're making mezainis. I'm the one drinking, making the mezainis over here. So come out, pichadrin shibai, that if you have one of the people over here during the 9 days who have the wine with mezainis, should cover the mezainis by the case of Abdullah. Take a 12th kinto. Is a case of here when people have their own lechem mishnah in front of them on the table, and one person is making kiddush. Basically, in yeshiva, you have 200 people in yeshiva, one person at the table is making kiddush for everybody, and everyone has their own lechem mishnah. So, does anyone have to cover their own lechem mishnah when he hears the kiddush over here? They say the Moshe Shiva, Nachayim Ken Chayz, and Mukhaf, let's go to this verse. Al Zeichelmon, Mavadim, lechem mishnah, Zeichelmon. Top and bottom. Instead of speaking about the Kovah Shabbat, Kovah Shabbat, not bringing the food after Kiddush, the Chulam Mice does apply. Instead of speaking about Busha, does this apply? Mice, I'm not making the wine, he's making the wine.
If you drink, you might drink from it.
And so the case where I do not drink from it, he's making the kitchen of the wine. Instead of Moshe, it's not Nicker that I took over here the Yain over the past. I'm just here, listen to the Yain, that's because of Shabbat over here. And therefore, there is a lek at Yosher Rishon, who his Ikim Halach is in the Tzadzuga Busho, and he writes that the Bochum, right, Bochum Eimel Ma Bushalem, to cover the Chalas. And therefore, the Yashim says that Ikim Halach is in the Tzadzuga Busho, and not to go cover it. So, what's it maybe called? All the reasons. But once you go no further, the truth is no. At the end of the day, why am I waiting for him to go my Kiddush? Why am I Kiddush my own pass? Because I want to show that the Yain is more Choshim, and the Hebrew Kiddush is his Yain Shaboy. So the fact that it is Nicker, that I'm waiting to hear the Kiddush Al Yain inside the Yain override Passover. Levi Moshe Truman says all the reasons the mice apply. Levi, as far as I see, most of them say that all of the roles on the table, the left of Mishnah, that all people are listening, Yeshiva, Teshagamaya, and so the name of Zilbos, the reverse of Fine, and the Shemir Shabbat Chosin, for the Shun, the Shemir Shabbos, the mice they should cover the left of Mishnah over here. The mice they should. All the reasons the mice do apply over here. Take a 13th kinto. Let's say everyone has a lechem mishnah, but I want to go eat from the betzayah. That means I'm not using my lechem mishnah, I'm using his lechem mishnah. A lot of times people take the mila of the person who made the lechem mishnah, what he came to be betzayah from. So again, they can say they go to the svaras. Kovah Shabbat, maisa does apply. Sounds like a busho, with the pen partner of Moshe. Do you say that the busho maisa does apply? Not. Because I'm using his over here. That Zeichelman, look over here, it's not my lechem mishnah, it doesn't apply. Let's see if I'm going to swarm me a shiloh, a prophet, she told me, the sugi was having an idea of busha does not apply. Maisa, other swarm come along, the Petina Menem Zilba says, and they, lechem mishnah, maisa, a person should have it covered, even though it's not your lechem mishnah per se, but the sugi covered Shabbat, maybe the sugi of busha over here.
Why is that?
A 14th situation, let's say you come to meal, come late, everyone has their own pass at the table, and you come to go make Kiddush over here and you have your own lechem mishnah. Do you have to cover all the other people's passing? I'm in Kiddush, their pass, how can the pass see my eye? So they say, let's go to this forest, ask the cover Shabbat, that's their pass. My girl didn't come yet, I'm covering my chalas. Tell Sugya Busho, I'm not taking their chalas because it's their chalas, but Sugya Busho. Tell them there's Zeich Lamon. I'm covering my chalas. I have no bayah of Zechelman. That chalas has nothing to do with me. Then says, Swarm, when I make Kiddush, I do not have to cover no one's chalas. I know no else's chalas, only my chalas over here. Then we know Zilber, the Shmir Shabbat, the Chayim, the Shmir Shabbat, the Ikkim, the Poison, the Pain. My Shi did not have to cover the chalas over here. What?
Sorry.
Not so sorry. Not that case. No case.
Sorry.
That could be so short around. That's 13.
I said
13. It's 14 on the list. cases come other people's house. The fifth thing case is that bring my mukhbang back. The hug is the client, so what they're going to do is how long do the person have to have the chalas covered? It's very clear we cover our chalas, but how long we make kiddush? When can we uncover the chalas? And if you read it slowly, it seems to be four different sheets among the page want to uncover the chalas. That means, let's take the first two sukkim to have the idea of busha. What is the busha? The bracha bayir pir gofen is the busha. Therefore, says the Maharam, if the sukkim only tell busha to the past, you make your bracha, how the kiddush go? First, birth, you make your chul, then birth your girlfriend, then the mechanic of the Shabbos. Says the Maharam, what you could do, say by chul, say birth your girlfriend, then take off the challah cover, then be mamshik in the kiddush and mechanic of the Shabbos. Take it off after birth your girlfriend. Read the Shai Tzitz, the Kodim and Ches, he sends you to the Prima Godim. He says over there, but even if the Sikh is Zeichel Lamon, the Prima Godim, so not take it off after birth your girlfriend. If you have one malach, the Maharam and the Kabbalah say you go to in the Zeichelman after Bar Pir Gofen. No one seems to go do that. A second malach, it says, Sugi Bikor B'Shabbato, once you take it off, why should you have nothing there until after the Kaddish Shabbos? That means after the whole time Kiddush. Then we look at the Rashbam, Max of Vitri, the Mordechai, the Shem say, after Kiddush. Then we said to Maharam, if it's as the Bushu Liyayin, it's after Bar Pir Gofen. If it's as the Kabbalah Shabbat, it's after Kiddush. People call them the grass, they go inside the Sugim after Kiddush. Asana Shlishi. By the end of Zeichel 1, people call them what say Kiddush means after Bar Pir Gofen. Who disagrees? Mishmur says, that doesn't make sense. Zeichel 1 be the case over here, the Gerek the Sugim of even Lecha Mishnah. Because Lecha Mishnah is Zeichel 1. Even again, the case of Lecha Mishnah, that's the case is. What's the correct thing to go do? Is it before the Amaitzi? Should we remove it? That means you go wash, sit down, and then remove it, make Amaitzi? What happened when you're making Amaitzi? Says the pre-show, what you're supposed to go do is supposed to wash, you're designed to sit down, then uncover it before the Amaitzi. So what are you doing? Because you're taking out the mon, the Lecha Mishnah, then make Amaitzi and something that's Magul over here. So the Ashram that's Magul. That means the pre-show says the getaway is before Amaitzi. At Sadavi and Zechelamon, the Shavuot, and make you look at the kids are Shlo, he says, because Zechelamon is when you make the Amaitzi have it covered, only after Amaitzi, so the Mekar Chaim, the Dever Chaim, then take it out. Kam Chaim, I read Mishnah Brewer, he says, Mitzad the Sigur of Pim Golden, Mitzad the Sigur here of the idea of, not Mitzad the Sigur of Busha, he says, after the case of Kiddush. Mitzad that, sorry. Mitzad the Chayodom, Mitzad the Dev Zechelmon, Mitzad the Chayodom that says over here should be a situation of by after Amaitzi. But first, look at the Chayodom, it's Klal Vov and Klal Hei. Klal Vov does not seem to say that, Klal Hei says after Kiddush, then the Kash of Mishmur, look at the Chayodom, it says, for not that way. But next year, Mishmur says, I'll be the Chayodom, it's not like Mitzad the way, after the case of Amaitzi, covered by Amaitzi. Therefore, the Archa Shulchan says, that's the meaning covered by Amaitzi, the Alamokim, the Stiplum, the Ashtar Kloin. The Debetzino, the Vashvami Shemir Shabbos, all say the Lachish is covered by Hamaitzi. So first, it comes out the gate of Zeichel Amon, the former Halkin hadn't even established said the Zeichel Amon. The Prima Gaon says Zeichel Amon means after Bar Pir Gofen. Those that say it means after Kiddush, that's a Kiddush Chol Aruch. Those say before Hamaitzi, that's a Prisha. Those say it means after Hamaitzi, that's a Mishra Ruach Pi the Chayodom. They do ask, on the tzad, you have to cover it by a mitzi, either look in brachas, in some kufstam, zayin, it says you're supposed to touch the food when you make the bracha. Were you touching the food? So some answer either, because if that's the tzua, how you make the bracha, then you have to touch the food. The place to discuss, when you want to eat chicken, you want to make the bracha on the chicken, you have to pick it up with your hand, okay, use a fork, tzua is to use a fork, numis from go not like Menashe Klein, and say, you can use a fork over here, that's the tzua. Inami others want taino, echnami, underneath the chalas cover, you put your hand on the chalas and make the bracha of Amaitzi, touching the chalas over here. Maisi, what are you going to do when you get to. Oh, Adami, you pick it up. That's a lot of Nilsa's brachas. You pick it up, and by the Shem's name, or by the case of Amaitzi, you pick it up over here, and we hold it with our two hands, 10 fingers over here, you pick it up. Maisa, what you can do, went to uncover it, and so I'm saying, now in our pasha, each one has the chora, the full melhokim out there. It seems to be the two main melhokim is either to uncover it after the case of Kiddush, or to uncover it after the case of Amaitzi. My father's meaning is?
Amaitzi was talking about.
I'm asking. What's my father's meaning?
After Kiddush. You tell me. After Kiddush.
Fine. The next Nafkamina based upon these reasons is the focus on the mappa itself, on the covering. Now, there are different coverings that you can have. So let's say you first a person that has a mappa that has, that's woven, has some holes to it, that has the cover over there. So go, they say, let's discuss the reasons if a mappa that has holes to it, mice is enough. It's not a sugar, you cover Shabbat, it's not here. Or it seems to be it is here. Sounds like a busho. You do see it. You can get involved with. Maybe it's loved. I mean, didn't it's not here. And then you got with what exactly is a busho. Then you got to get involved with. Let's say it covers a chalas, but the covering does not cover all the way down. It's like up on the side, and it can see the yain. And then you get involved with maybe the chalas only see the kais, they don't see the yain inside. What is it being seen? Maybe if I close my eyes, then it doesn't see it. Who's seeing over here? So you get involved with what exactly. Who? How's the bush exactly working? Do you really have to cover the chalas all the way down? Was it not the stage where you can't cover it? Is this a good love it over here? It has a good zeichel mon. It does help. The having holes here, Meister. I don't know if the monk will cover it fully over here. Maybe it doesn't help. It has a good zeichel mon. So Meister, don't do all three swirls over here. There's a problem you having to cover when it's woven over here. Meister is makar chayim. They're being down. That said, Meister to be machmer. Just Chachma and Chashabbos, which is the one we machmer. Who says we machmer? We are in Ishlogan. A similar question is: you have a covering that's see-through. The item seems to cover it down. Cover it. A similar case is: let's say you have a chalakom mice that's see-through here. So the usually the example is when you have a bag that the person wants to cover it with that they got from the store. Mice and see-through, does that count? So again, for Asikoba Shabbato, it's here, Yishlodim. It's not a single busho. Yishlodim helps in that, what exactly they're covering, Mice. Zechelmon, for it does help. Mice and Zechelmon over here. Again, among the Sorum, as far as I see, 7 verse 7, what the Lach is with see-through. The Mice, as far as the Mitzi is, the Oilm usually does not have any holes to it, and usually the Oilm does not use something as see-through. More interesting question is, because is the map over here, what color is the mapo? So the lawsuit should be fine. Maybe it's not a covered Shabbos, that's Hiddish Shabbos. But now this is how it is. What color should the mapo over here be? So there's a Eli Rabba, the Bin Generation, Sey De Lederf, that says the mapo should be Levana, should be white. And then the Betzin of Moshe, Shum the Chalik Vom, and says, Ra Alei HaMaisa, terrible are the people who now have these chal colors that are the wrong color. All these designs over here. Well, I might say that Mamish is a Rishon. The Debitzino brings out the Eli Rabba from the Tzedul Aderech. Mapa Lavono. And the Mekor Shaboy is the Tal, the Mon was Lavon, was white. Tal Malmaila, Tal Mata, and Zeich Mon should be white over here. And therefore, it says not only that, even if you have a board, he times, the board itself should be white. You ever see now certain boards, the mice are white. He says, if we white mice on both sides, because that's a Tal Malmaila, Tal Mata, should be white over here. So, the Moinam, as the Debatim itself points out, seems to not be that way. And already, the Tiladovin, the Mechashamis, have been down this Al-Ramapin, the Tzeh Lederach, they want to say the Maisa not to be in their foot upon it. Mechashamis brings down not the way. Chachmievsky says, this title was not Machmer, the Chanish Maisa was not Machmer. As far as they're coming from, is either the idea of Mapal Levono. Levono means sometimes white, something can be washed or clean. And the people of Uchur, you learn Hilchus Nida about wearing white, is it white or cleaned over there? Numis rice means a case of cleaning. Again, the thing of Avelis as the word Levano also means a case of cleaning. So they can say to Madani Osher, wants to numis rice means something that's washed or clean. She should have something that's a clean mapa. Why they point out, because I was thinking of the mon, what was white? The mon, not the tal lamaila talamato. So maybe the chal should be white. Why in the world is the mapa over here, might be white over here? The Shlomo over here, but that's the Gishmoy. Mice are placed not bring it down. So it seems to be that because the Avogel would not seem to be Machmer or Medakte to have a situation. What? The bottle was white, so the Bachala should be white.
And they're clean,
no. They're clean. The Chalas. The Shlomo, some mice do not seem to be bring it down. This idea would not Machmer for this concept. The last thing they get to the Nachmin on these stories.
Oh, so
Tal was see-through?
No,
it's like a bush you have. Sugya Kama Shabbat, you have all the stories over here. Ninth situation is, Maisa, Machal is very clear to have a Mapa Lamaila, a Mapa Lamaila, Mapa. And a Sugya Busha, nobody should have a Lamato. So the Sugya Kama Shabbat, nobody should have a Lamato. But the reason we're having a Lamato is Zeich Laman. Now we have to have a Mapa. A lot of people have a chalabor there. Where is the mapa? Lamato. So my father for years, he has a chalab cover, and he also puts paper towels underneath. Now why he does it for? You have to ask him why he does it for. But my father, he has a mapa lamato. And therefore, the Shemir Shabbos brings down, you should have a mapa miyuchedis lamato, mekarnim l'chabas, she does zaych l'mon. Opposed to Kishon l'Shabbos. Atzal HaSheni, Abul Yashim, Kharkinevsky, Bechor HaShani, and Numa Shavuos come along to point out before the two ways to take care of this issue is not a problem. Number one is they want Taino either, who says the Elokh is a Mapo, has to be covered top and bottom. The board itself, the Maise, also helps. So the Bechor HaShani, what's the problem? It has to be covered top and bottom. It is covered. The Kimonoch Bekufsa, inside a box. A box could be anything that's underneath. Void, they want to come along and say, the tablecloth, you know the Elokh will raise on base, you have to have a tablecloth on Shabbos. The fact that you have a something in between that we have a carriage or board in between, is not to cut, take away the fact that there's a mapa lamayla, mapa lamata. We have a mapa. We have two things. Therefore, lav davka, and it seems to be on the home days, we do not seem to have a piece of paper in between. That means when you go to yeshiva, people cover the rolls with a mapa, and they also have the tablecloth underneath. Those have a challah board. And the mice also counts. And lav davka, nichal get of hezek, we do not seem to worry about it. So, mice again, we have these nice nekintas, different svaras here. Again, two main things that come out. Mice the starkest svar of why by Shalosh Shudas you do not have to cover it. All three svaras do not apply. The starkest svar of why by Kiddush, when you do not drink some wine, why a person of mice did not have to go taste it. Did not have to go cover any mezonis that's in front of him. In Sifyot, the Shulchan starts off that the kosher that they make a kiddush on, the toin kol mashu toin kosher birch samozin. We need all the lochas that we need by a kosher birch samozin. So, on the Makor sheet, as the science you only know, Mr. Brewer, that's brought down the Simcha Kofei Gimel. Because negate to the kosher bracha, one of the lochas of the kosher bracha is really negate either by birch samozin, if you use a kais, by the laseder, we'll have a kais, by share brachas, and by Kiddush. The main afkamina kosher bracha is really our sugya by kais of Kiddush. I mean, all kosher brachas have all the same halachas, and be'ik neger to us is kosher Kiddush. And the reason why it's brought down the cook by Gimel, because then everyone had a kosher by Rechsa Mosin. Today, the item does not seem to be medactic. I point out by the Achronim why that's so, we're not medactic. But the halachas are very neger the case of kosher Kiddush. So first, go to the basics. Zigmar brachas Dr. Nalef, Zigmar brings down 10 things to have a kosher bracha. 10 different things to go do. Zigmar goes on further, brings down from Yechim, that 4 of them are the main things. Therefore, what's brought down, the place can say 4 are Ikra Din, and the other 6 are Mitzvah Mina Mulchar. What's the 4 that's Ikra Din? Are the 4 that's brought down over here. Mishmur brings down Shtifa, Hadocha, and Kay Shalom, and the Mechab brings down the case of Molay. Those 4 are Ikra Din. The other 6, which Mishmur sends you to, Ayin Kofei Gimel, are Mitzvah Min HaMokher. Now, Mishmur himself speaks out in Hilchos Brachos. Let's say he did not do these cases, they're not Ma'akir. I mean, Kiddush is a good Kiddush. The Chesaron, the Kosher Bracha. But after Kiddush Shavuot, the Mice is a good Kiddush. Go through them, the Kitzer. The first 2 cases are Adokha Shtifo. What does that mean? So again, it's brought up in Mishmur here. The Halacha means that a person is supposed to wash inside the cup and outside the cup. The words of adocha meaning wash inside the cup. The words shtifa means outside the cup. And what is it, should a person wash the cup? Says the Mechaber, why? To make sure the kleis is naki, it's clean. That's the ikur we bring down, the shigur over here brings down, or I think over there brings down, the sugar being naki. Different example speaks out the Chorshani. Let's say Friday night, or even watch the Shabbos, you wash the kleis from Shabbos. Next Shabbos, you make sure it's clean, you take it out from the cabinet, from your, and put it on the table over here, mice it's clean. Do you have to wash it out? Medina says the Chodeshani, there's no din that you have to wash it. Once it ikisvara, with aloha is being naki, there's no aloha to wash it. But mice, we see numerous And the hug is the people still take out the kaish and wash through shtif and adolfer. And recover that really is a fresh wool on the rush. It says, true, there's no halacha, but there's a hinder mitzvah. The way the ches halacha, they beat it down. The words are the Roshem Magil Shemaima, are called kaish for kaish, soydus, or yoinim, or isim pila, maila, the vada mitzad, the inner of nister, mitzad, the mitzvah of vada wash it. The Roshulcha Migdan, Pella, and the Mechabit, the Omitan, the Sig of Noki, the Zoyan, Pashas Pinchas, the vada person should go wash it. And they point out, Api Nister, Api Hidr, Api Sadish, Api Lanyam, Avani should go wash it. Again, it's missing for the Mishnah Berurah. Therefore, the Mainam, Ladak washes it. But you look around, the people who know, might say, do Shtif and Adacha, why Mitzad Vinyonim Shabai? That's certainly the correct thing over here. Now, Mitzad the Sigim Naki, where maybe it does come up, there are two cases. One is, let's say, Lela Seder. Let's say we have four cases. First case, it's clean. The second case, you have to wash out your case from the first to second case. Speaks out the Mishavua, Pinegras and El Rabo. No, Maisa, it's all part of El Seder. From the first to second case, you do not have to wash it out. However, speaks out the Mishavua, the Taz Marshal. But by the third case, you had a suit over here, you have a lot of room around over here. Says the Mishavua, Mithal Sugim and the Kiyas, wash out your case. And numerous people just practically wash out the case because usually it's sticky, left over, spilled, and they wash out when they bring it to the third case. So the Mishavua, yeah, the locha of a docha shtiv go wash on the kais. The end of the third kais to get to Lela Seder. One nafkamina happens once a year. Another nafkamina, speaks out the chorinin, is when a person makes kiddush by kiddush, then he has the cup. Next guy wants to take this kais and make kiddush again. Should you wash it out? Speaks out Mishlom Zalman. Lechul in this situation has a little wine left over. Said Mechaim, especially if you have some wine left over, a vader, you should do shtiv and a docha over here. A docha over here. A vader, you wash the kais inside and outside. Why is something there? It's dirty over here. It means that the locha of Vadi, you have to wash the inside and the outside.
That's how we do it, right?
That's not Kamino, that's halacha. It's Mirkadin. The third case, that's Mirkadin. The Gemara called the case of Chai. Now, the word Chai, what exactly means is Mavuch among the Rishonim. The way how the Mishavuah Paskins over here, being down a Pekosis, has to be a Koshalim. You have to have a complete case. The fourth case over here is a case of being kais molly, has to be full to the top. That's the mechaber brings down. The more in brachas brings down, we have a kais molly, brings down the yechnan, then he be zeicha, noisle, nachla, blim, and tzarim. Also brings down from Yeshua Archanina, zeicha, nachla, shnei, alam, oilm, hazel, oilm, hapa. Very important thing to have a kais molly. What's a kais molly? What's the definition? So the way how the tour and the molly mice bring down, it means a molly called gudaisav, has to be to the tippy, tippy top. Mabisha, top, top, top. And when you pick it up, what's going to happen? It overflows. But the Mamish has been Mullah Kogadoysev. So Shani Ben Yehuda does not go this way. He says it has to be full. Well, in the other means, it's a full cup. Which, if you want to know what that means, go to the store that sells a cup of soda for a shekel, and the guy tries to get to the top. Right? I mean, certain people are not able to care, not at least face. The people who do care, they go to the top, but not enough to the tippy tippy top. Then I think he's definitely getting to the top over here. They don't want to spill over here. They're a little embarrassed so much. Not that get over here. Maisha, that's how Taz and grass seems to go. Mishom is almost being a raya. Does not mean kakami, it means a tippy tippy top, and you pick up the spills. The Gemara brachs that membeis brings down, the tzaitz is not shchirch, but kushal bracha. Now, if you pick it up and it spills a little bit, the tzaitz is our shchirch. It must be that there's raya that it is like a veni yerno. The Maisha, Mishabur, Kopegim, bring up all shitas. Is he said over here, Mamish tippy tippy top, which some people do? Well, no. Top with the seems to be together on top over here. So we have two different hugs what to go do. What's a little bit more again is that sometimes you have wine and grape juice that you get, 3/4 mostly, but it's not full to top, you don't have any more wine left. No grape juice left. And you want to get kosh molly. Kosh molly is Mika did have it. It's on the kosher brachal beer. So speaking of the chreinim, the maisa, you can be maisa things inside of it. The way the Mishnah says, you can even put pas inside, a little bit of pas to make it go all the way to the top. In the case of kosh molly, being more practical, Moshe says, put ice inside. The way up to the Goldstein says, put a sugar cube inside. This one being down, because sugar cubes, ice cubes, things inside. Moshe says, don't put the cork inside. That's a design already. But Moshe says, put things inside to make it go to Kaish Molly. That's the correct thing. Go do Kaish Molly. So come along first. We have, again, we have four things in Kadin. We have Adocho, Shtifo, Shalom, and Kaish Molly. Now go back to the case of Kaish Shalom.
Will
this not be less than Rias? Will this stop the end? No, we have to get Rias. You have a big... I'm sure you don't have a case of Rias. You have a big case over here. When we get to the top, Chris Molly, what are you going to do? You put something inside. You put ice cubes inside. Put water inside. Now go back to the case of Chris Schollen. It's the Geir Nafkaminas having standing said, Chris Schollen, can you use a Chad Pami Chris? Big Tomul can use first a paper cup over here. So already the Minchas Islam Chelik Yud brings down the Satan Rebbe. He held any cup that's aimed to Zerik La'ashba has no shame clean. It's not a clean. It made Chris without a kill. Not a son of Chris Schollen. It's not a Nishkin Chris over here. Now this is a big pick book the Satan Rebbe saying, not saying over here. Well, I said the title of Sadek Sturm in the Sugar of Kli, means right from Shnaith and Kalim, and those Kalim will tell me what the right is. The Chazit himself has a right to the Sugar of Kilas Kalim, Chodashani, Shagamaya, this is the Sturm of Kli. Asana Shani, when they asked this question, or Chaim Kalagimel, they asked him, we heard you ask it, and Moshe said, yeah, Maisa asked it. But he said, with Nichol, the Sturm of not a Kli Chosh, and not getting a Kli Sholim. It's the Sturm of Kli Shol Bracha, not Kli Sholim, but I used to grow. It could be even worse in the case of Kli Sholim. It's called Klisholm, and maybe where I grew up. Now, the thing goes away, Tachyevsky seems to say the Chsarno may be the Sugar of Klisholm. So, one say it's the Sugar of Chris, one is the Sugar of Klisholm. What's Nafkamino? We spoke out again. The idea of these 10 things are not ma'akiv. So, what's Lacha B'di Eved? He made a Kiddush on this paper cup over here. According to Minchas Yitzchak, himself points out, according to him, you're not Yitzchak. Kiddush. But Moshe, the Issim, if you have no other Christ, Ula Yish Lohakul. Says Minchas Yitzchak, why Ula Yish Lohakul? According to you, B'diyev, should not be a problem. Kikin, maybe a Chosh, maybe not Nechel get a Kli, not a Kli Sholem. Tzad Hashem, Yishagamay, B'liyashim, Shmir Shabbos and Maisa, the Chosron is the Kli Sholem over here, they say B'diyev, and the Maisa Yar Yaitza. I mean, it's big enough, Kamina, Avad is wrong to use a paper cup. Avad is wrong. But the question, where is the wrong coming from? Not a Christ or Kli Sholem? Never knew his place to myself, or that's one Nafkamino. For another Nafkamino, how you say over the Seid Shabbai, is that if a Chsarn of Kli Sholim or Nachoshiv, or Mitzvah the Sugar here of the Deir Kli, is can you use a Kli until Sinaim? If it's not a Kli, Numa's Rabbah say you cannot use a Kli until Sinaim. If it is a Kli, not Kli Sholim, so the Kli Shabracha, so the Chardim Noise, you can't use it until Sinaim. Look over there, Nimiswam, Amekel, Nimiswam, Amachmer. For a third Nafkamino B, and let's say a lot of people they do, they wait around for somebody else to make Kiddush on this paper cup over here. And then they hear the other person making Kiddush. They won't do it. I don't use paper cup, I don't do that. But they say, well, else, the Maestro, they'll be Yotzer. They point out, according to Minchas Yitzchak, go with his Malach over here, Maestro, there's no Kiddush. It's not the Kiddush in my, you're not Yotzer. But those saying Chesed Chesed Bracha, why the Kiddush 100% of your Kiddush? There's no problem. The Kiddush Shavai, the Chesed the one who being Mekadosh, he did it already. You listen to it. Then it comes out, might say you can listen to the person making Kiddush over here. It's not using the paper cup over here. So again, that's two Mahalach. A third Mahalach, come on, Mishlam Zalman. He wants a Taino. Chesed Chesed Shalom. The fact that he's throwing it out, Chesed the Kli over here. He says, what do you think? He says. In Maisa, one time, it was in the Mina Maisa Mishlam Zalman, the case of Pasha Gracious, they're making the sukkah via Kiddush. Person used over here a plastic cup. They said, Mishlam Zalman, I am Moshe Shito. He said, he can't do it. She said, Chapa Mina Maisa, it's a wonderful cup we used over and over. He says, an example, let's say he says in America, they have these shirts that are one time use. You tell me, it's not a shirt? Not a chutzah? About it's a shirt. About it's a kais. The fact they throw it out, because you live around close. But about it's a good cup over here. But said Mishlam Zalman, still you should not use it. It sounds like you hit the mitzvah. It's not nice. Still says the Pasadcho and the Betzino and the Henkin, still might not go use it. That means you come along, there are three different reasons why not to go use it. Son meaning Kais Ma'akiv, Kais Shalom, it's Chesaron and Kais Shalbracho, or hit the mitzvah. That's the wrong thing. You don't use it, a plastic cup, paper cup over here. I've said, so come out 20 different from a Machma for three different reasons. I've said, we'll get to Avsad Revi, Zad Revi, Lamaisa, the Bina Sliya says, Labaya. Bina, not come next, Lamaisa, you can. So we are 3 minutes forward, 20 minutes forward, Lamaisa, Machmer. Again, not to me is what the story is. Lamaisa doesn't want to make it. The correct thing is not to use a paper cup. Now, you read the Shuva slowly, the question I keep saying is paper cup. Now, Lamaisa's Shuva is near, close near, paper cup. Now, with a paper cup, you go to a dentist, you know, they have the paper cup, they're full of parts, right? From the zero year. Maybe a plastic cup is even the case of a paper cup. So, Maisa, I'm still going to cup on your Shabbos and Savior. He says, I asked for Moshe, is there a chilek? And Moshe says, there is no chilek. And also, it's from like being Michalik over here, there is no chilek. Maisa, the end of the day, he's a chilek of Shalom over here. Again, we can argue the point, it's a wonderful cup. You can argue, Maisa, people can you do a certain chassis in Eretz Yisrael, they'll have it there. Miracle never happened. But in Eretz Yisrael, they have plastic cups there, they have it there by the bar, they have it there. When you get involved with the sugar, from the Zalman says, what? Come up with the hiro. I don't know, maybe a nickel together for Kleeg, maybe a paper cup is there, but a plastic cup maybe is. Maisa, Moshe, not to Michalik. Therefore, the Ashu of his family, Maisa, I'm with my family, Maisa, I'm not even in a plastic cup. I said, Shani, the Istan Fisher, he said, no. On a paper cup, you machmer, but a plastic cup, Maisa, can't make it. But the Shani Mechaim sounds like they only make a plastic cup, each one. The Maisa, they do point out, there are plastic cups, and there are hard plastic cups. Hard plastic cups, I did not see anyone say that's a problem. That used over and over and over, that's not a problem. That's not the Shiloh. So I'm discussing our Chab Pami plastic cups over here. Now,
the
fancy one that people like using Lela said that they sell is a big Shiloh. I would not use the Lela Seder.
It might be the
Tzad
of Hidr.
It might have the Mila of Hidr, but when I have a case of Kosholm, it could be thrown out.
But people wash them out, people use them 10, 20 times. You see these
maybe where you come from, where I come from.
I've seen it.
I said where you come from, not where I come from.
The silver ones,
we use
them again and again, don't you?
Okay, now I know.
It's not me.
Yeah, these plastic ones are like sepoy silver.
Yeah, that's what you're talking about. The chapami, the people not use them during the year. The Philala Seder, they sell them. It's all over
the
Philala Seder.
The
chapami best.
In the hospital, they give them off
again. Yeah, okay. Bokhtim, I'm not Zeich to be there, but you can tell me. Great question. Now, the one arm seems to do is kais, but it's kais. They take a plastic off. Another plastic up inside of it. And the question of Maisa is, what's the svar behind it? So I see two svar bring it down. The Mu'orah Shabbos and Chelada bring it down. The same as Shariah Baruch bring it down and Perek Bob. And they both are very clear. Ein shum tam bedover. Minig tamua. I'm having a kais b'der kais. Plastic up inside of the group. I mean, I found two svar bring it down. And the Makar is, so I've asked people with the Makar. I've asked numerous people. And the answer is very simple. Because someone else did it. Because he did it. The Heksha Shokulam. There's nobody who takes a chayiz except Heksha Shokulam, which is meaningless. He did. It's not, I'm in the Basha Moratis. Again, there's a minik tmua. There's no Makar, ancient Talmud over. The two of them who do bring it down, who are going through by Riches and Lumdi Shabbat, there's no Makar Shabbat. There's no Makar. So, nice, at the end of the day, paper cup of Vatanak. Plastic cup. Make Kiddush again, maybe Ulay Lechal, not Lechal, but again, that's certainly not the correct thing you'll do. You have other options over here. Again, depends where you're coming from. As Hidr, Klisholm, or not. Is it Makim? It's not Makim. Again, you want to tell me that you wait for someone else to make Kiddush in a plastic cup? The newest one is one Maisi can make, maybe plastic is later, maybe you don't tell us to get the mitzvah, maybe it's not Makim. Only not Mincha Sitchel, because Maisi have a Baya, as
to give
Kiddush
over here. Is it to you or to the Makim? Some people. Rinse out. Like the fancy silver that they sell, the plastic ones, the
Oshirat, again, those cups, I think, are not the best thing. Again, we have four different spars on the air, depends where you're coming from. And the better thing is to have a real classic glass.
People in their house are annoying.
Those cups over here, you can buy these cups over here for glass, and a very nice level say them. They're very cheap, just table them. And they're just as nice, even nicer, and it takes care of all the lockers.
You wash them.
Again, would you all go to a wedding in America where they serve them? No. Not so sure. They would not serve them. No, a wedding in Eretz Yisrael is Nishkin Raya, and when it is a Raya, when they had the wasting of money time by Shmongers board, then they might put it out. Fine. Maisa, those are the four things that make a din. Now just go through quickly the six things that make a din. Next thing, we'll bring down the case of Itur. So what exactly is Itur? So the Torah of Maisa, we do not have a Bezman Azeh. Maisa, what it seemed to be, they seem to have a place in between a six cups of Maisa around it. Maisa, the Oim does not do it. Again, brought out by Mishrua and the Torah, we don't seem to go do it anymore. Again, Chodeshani does say, if you, anyway, you have creases on the table and you have a cup, Maisa, you should have to eat it. And if you go to the silver store, they do try to sell you the case of silver with sticks around it. I'll see you eat it, but Maisa, the Torah really says, that's not Aaron Hogan for you. The next thing is bigger and more. That's not Aaron Hogan. Torah says it already. The sixth thing is the Gemara is a case of Itof. Now it's Itof. The Gemara brings down a Brach Staff and Aleph. The Papa says that Ma'atav Yosef, you wrap yourself with a jacket. You wear a jacket on Kiddush. Special Brach. Now Sheshi says, Por Sudra Al Roshi, you put a hat on your head. Moshe says, wipe it on his hat and jacket. Asikul Lekos Lekachal. Asikul Lekachal. Wipe it aim upon yourself. That means on the Kushal Brach, wherever the Kushal Brach is, whether the Sheher Brach is, or by the case of Lel Seder, anytime the Gemara is saying Kushal Brach, I have a hat and a jacket. Nivla Locho, in Kope Gimel, the Bach, Mogavon, Mishmur, discuss a case of a hat. They say, a year Shemaim, the Meister wears a hat. I can tell me, in the meaning of Kushalaris, the Meister was not to wear a hat. Says the Chayno, says the Shulchan, it says, even though Kushalaris might not, when they say, Sirol, Yish Lazar Yaser, Askvoid Ashchino, don't tell me that's not even a Kushalaris, you should wear a hat over your year Shemaim, and all Kushal Brach should wear a hat over here. All Shemaim bring down to wear a hat. As year Shemaim, again, it's Mitzvah Min HaMukar, to wear a hat.
The Geta
jacket. Again, says the Bach, Magavam, Ye Lazar, but here the Mishmur switches the words. It says, Yesh Noigim. That means one of them he has a loss of Yesh Shemaim, that's what go do. One he has a loss of Yesh Noigim. This won't explain why the Mishmur switched the Lashim. Same Gemara, same Makar, the Sugim, Itov over here. Says the Shire Brocha, says Vizayis Brocha. It seemed to be there was a meaning in those days, people would walk around in the street with a hat without a jacket. Today, if you walk around with a hat without a jacket, either you're a certain type of chassidus, or you're interesting. So therefore, they point out, L'chor, today is, it does not apply, don't tell me the Mishmur only brings down the idea of only having a hat without a jacket. But back to the Gemara's case, of wearing a hat and having a jacket. Therefore, the correcting Mitzvah ben Mokhor, Yerushalayim Maisa, wears a hat and a jacket. Again, he's bringing down by the case of Bechstam Moses when you use the kais, and by all Kaishal Kiddush, like he says over here, all Kaishal Brach has locked like Kopei Gimel. Now he does say, what?
Everybody else being there, just
The kais, at the cover of the kais, the one who's making the kiddush, right? Everyone else around doesn't have to. Correct. They don't have a kais mole, they don't have anything. They don't have a. The one making the kiddush put on a hand jacket. Now, the gate of simply Berch Samozin, Mishmur is Mesav over there, that the year Shemam Shnuwe had even without a kais. Coming from the Eilat Taman, the Kishwalar, without a kais. It's a second sugi, not meeting kais, it's a sugi of Emo. That means there are. Different Mishnevurahs. Mishnevurah negated Kushal Bracha, a vowed hand and jacket, that's a Gemara already. That's Mitzvah Mukha, that's Yer Shemayim. But in the case of Kais, the Seder people will still put on a hand and jacket by the case of Bechstam Mosin. Mekom is on the Eimah. Maisa, the idea of Bechstam Mosin, Chura has the same Sugi of Ka'im, the idea of Shemon Esrei. And therefore, it cannot be masked with all the Kalm negated Shemon Esrei. Eimah Lefei HaMelech has the Sugi of Bechstam Mosin. Cannot even answer Omi. Even the sugar we have said Mishmur, the Amos Shabbai, you should put on a hand jacket, on Amos Shabbai. That's not our sugar. Our sugar is the one who's being mechanic, you should put on a hand jacket, our sugar of Ichab over here. No, again, it's a kais, this isn't a kais Shabbai. There's no kais over here. That means sometimes you do, I'm my kais, everyone has their own kais, and I can't just put on a jacket. I mean, the last Seder, everyone has their own kais, has all the lockers. Should be Malay, we can't kais Shalom over here, should be all the Adachas, Tifa, and everyone has their own kais, Shmek, also had a jacket, 100%. The seventh thing is the Gemara says you should pick up with two hands. Now, of course, you mean pick up two hands to pass over somebody else, pick up two hands and do it by yourself. Some seem to go, you pick up with two hands, you put it underneath by yourself. The eighth thing is you hold it with your right hand. Now, the Mahom is very clear, everyone holds it with the right hand. If you're a lefty, depends if you're a Svad Ashkenaz, the May Ashkenaz go after the Mindy Day, the May Svad go after Minda Alma. Now, how to hold it, the way the Mishmur brings down the Shlor, the numerous Mahom is how to hold the case. It's moving down the shloah. You should have your hand underneath the kais and your fingers around the kais. I think abolish boy. That's the correct way of doing it. You have different homies. You should be list boy. There are 10 different options. What to go do? You want? I can send you out the pictures. The The ninth thing over here is you have to take it off, but how much a tefach off the ground? I was once by a kid, this guy picked up a little bit, I told him, a tefach. He's like, why? I'm like, okay. That's only mitzvah rucho, I'm not going to tell him why, what he's going to jump him for. Now make him a hug against him. But you see, if you pick up a little bit, that's incorrect. The Gemara is very clear, tefach. Now, what counts a tefach? Two different questions over here. One is when you have a stem over here, and then you have the kais. So first of all, there is a question of where you're supposed to hold your hand. It's only the stem. And I have pictures of certain gedolim underneath the stem, pictures of certain gedolim that have underneath the kais shavoy. But now, when you have it underneath, where is the tether coming from? If this from, say, it's where the wine is. Not from the stem. You have the stem, you pick it up a little bit, but my stack can be the same, that's not a problem. When you speak out the tefillah David, let's say the thickness of your hands account for the tefach. So yeah, it's not din to your hands, it's din from the yayin. So who are the thickness of the kais and the hand, my accounts, the get of tefach over here.
But when you rest your arm on then your...
Yeah, if you want to. The tenth thing is, the Gemara says you should put ein of bay. That actually is brought down by the Amor by us, the end of Sefiyod, should look upon it, said Mishra Api, what the Amor itself says, not the Mesiach Das from the Kais over here. Now,
looking on as an old thing makes a
problem. Oh, so now the question is, what does it mean? Over here to look at the kais. I mean, it says, "Ramal Edo saying Kamaskal Yit the Eid of Benares." You start with Eid of Benares. What means start? Is the whole time of Yichulub, or the first four words of Yichulub? I said the Machlokes Levush was Eli Rabba. Levush says in the beginning, first four words you look, and then afterwards you can look at the kais or look at your siddur, whatever it is. Mashenkin Eli Rabba says no, it means the whole time of Yichulub. Then afterwards, the Amor Mamshech b'shas kiddush b'kayish al bracha. If I make the kiddush, kiddush means either by pegafen or mekadosh, not by chulu. Then you look at the kayish al bracha. That means by chulu, you look at the neiris. That's why I see that the hungry is you look at. I only see you look at the beginning, not the whole entire time. See me go like the levush, not like the rabba with the shmir shabbos brings down the beginning. That's the shmir shabbos brings down. Then the by chulu will get to what's shalom by chulu. The problem here is by chulu. Is that the halacha in Simon Memtes in Archaim, a Gemara in the Gittin of Samach Beis? The Gemara says, "Dvarim shebiksav iyesh loyim balpeh." My chul is a pasuk in the Torah, "Dvarim shebiksav." The question is, are you allowed to say balpeh? So the halacha again in Simon Memtes, the two lines of Shulchan Aruch, the eight lines of Mishnah Berurah, Sifrei Shoshanim has 400 pages on the sugya. Sifrei Shoshanim, another one also 400 pages on the halacha. When you say "Dvarim shebiksav iyesh loyim balpeh." Oh, right. So the question really is, when you look at the sugi over there, it comes along that the numerous sheetahs, the third baker, the five sheetahs, when they say the cloud, the bomb should be sound, yes, Lord Malpah. Now, the great clear shakar, the bomb shkurim a piv, mutter. Krishma is mutter. Yerach Hashem Yishmerecha is mutter. Pasha Tomin is an example that should be shkurim a piv, my says mutter. Those are three examples in the shakar over there. Pasha Tomin, but maybe in the oven. We say it every day. The other thing that my says is shkurim a piv. Now, come to the Goyin, and the Goyin says, to be Maitzi Achim, the loch is, you have to say Bifneh. That's the Goyin Shito. Mishmur brings down a loch l'maisa, things that be Maitzi others, you have to say, Dvom Shem Kisab, Iyav Shalom HaPeh, even if it's Shkur Mepiv. If so, Vaychulu, people want to have Shkur Mepiv, what happened to the Goyin Shito? That means you have to read, again, let's read the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch said over here, that you look at your Kais, B'shash Kiddush. That means we catch the Shabbos and the Kais, Kais HaBracha, by Pegofen. You look at the Yechulu when? You look at the whole entire time by Yechulu at the Neiris, so you're back and forth, Neiris by Yechulu, Neiris by Yechulu, and then by Yechulu. Or maybe this means the beginning. By Yechulu, you look at it for the first four words, and that's enough. Those who want to know by Yechulu, if you come to say yourself, it cannot mean. Maybe look at Yechulu the whole entire time for yourself. Come in Moisei Acherim, what to go do? The Akadosh Baruch Pesach, Shmuel HaVigdor 100 years ago, he writes over there that he's saying Raichulu, and you come and say Balpeh, the loch is everyone around you have to say Mila with you. Although, Vom Shem Kitab, Yeshlein Balpeh. The Shmir Shabbat Vachosa, Shmir Shabbat, says, Roy Shem Raichulu Vitoicha Sitter. Otherwise, you have a Bayah, Mitzah, the Green Sheet that's brought down by the Mishnah Berurah. To say Balpeh, you have a Bayah, Vom Shem Kitab, Yeshlein Balpeh. Shall the Raisa, the Rabbonim, make you make a passing Rabbonim, the Fainting go this way, the Shire go this way. I started showing you what's the argument to disagree. It seems to say Raichul by heart. So the Yashim will say Chiddush B'Shal Negoin, that means to be Moitzi the Rabbah, not Moitzi B'nei Beisai. That's the story of the Goin. which might still they have to get involved with when you have tzibur there. You have to say inside, and when they say where they get the coin's not sound with this, the coin sounds like moitzei achirim. Where do you get that from? What's he said from? Another option is maybe you don't pass back the coin. Therefore, the chaznish lemaisa he said it bapeh. The stipus said bapeh. Sliyaz said bapeh. Chaim Kinevsky said bapeh. And the ismchaim how he said bapeh says shkum apiv is mingle hokol. The ism aid mishabur. The chanami not yet to the coin shito. Not yet to the coin shito. But the minik seems to be not yet to the coin shito. Try the bliski shev glosim and chazosher. So lemaisa comes along. What's the correct thing you gotta do? Yeah, divan hokas and klai yisol. But those say inside the maisa shmir shama says the maisa missing the coin comes moitzei achirim. Missing the coin shito there. Then it's moitzei vechul inside. So come along, what you'll do, sure it's left out in the Ramon, the skin over here, but only Malachim over here. But it comes out that in the beginning, Vaychul look at the Nevis, then Vaychul will be inside the city of Moitzi Achim, then by Kiddush we're going to case the Kiddush of Kiddush over here. Now just go back to one point, we discussed by a plastic cup, we say we have a problem. So what is the issue? We only have plastic cups? So usually when you have a plastic cup, you have a bottle of wine. Can you make a Kiddush on a bottle of wine? Oh, so maybe fill it to the top. If two kais over here, fill it to the top over here. So they're being down. Mor Shabbos being down. There are two of your wives and a maisel. That he maisel they gave a plastic cup. And no, the cups around. What are you gonna do? So he said, I picked up the plastic cup. The loch is maisel. Let's say it overspills or falls over, and the loch is you can drink the wine from the bottle over here because it's on the table. So he picked it up on the kais and he had a wine on the bottle in front of him. And therefore, when we tell the sugar of plastic cup, that might be a bayav of sugar of kais. The idea of picking up is not market. It's only the minimum of her. So in front of me, the mice is the seder. So he had the kais and then a moin on the bottle. Then after he finished the kiddush, he took in the bottle and poured it inside the drink and mulmug over the case of the bottle there. And then when the peskechuvah is in Marshavis, gives you an ace of what to go do. That means it could be maybe those who make kiddush on the plastic cup. Maybe the whole plastic is a problem. There's no other options. Maybe they make kiddush be'ikro on the bottle there. Bring the tzav two sheets over here, so don't make me a raya. This guggle is in a plastic cup. This guggle knew what he's doing. He knew there's a bottle in front of you. You don't know what you're doing. That's the problem over here. Might say, he knew there's a bottle over here. Now, you could argue the point why the bottle good enough, because you lose the chrysalis. The figure, why don't you feel this kelim on the bottle? You can't clip over here. Maybe not going to get it clean, or you're not playing with it. You may argue the point why. But might say, numerous form will give you the eight cell. The kid is on the bottle, might say, not a problem. Shabbat says, you have no other case, make kid is on the bottle. Pick up the bottle. I mean, either no one's around, no other option, pick up the bottle, make kiddush on that. Or, echamim, on the plastic cup, make kiddush on the bottle that's in front of you over here. That's the eight-year-old, even chalapam, because.
Can they kiddush on the bottle in front of you?
Yep.
Can they kiddush on the bottle in front of you?
The two people straight, call it the Shmish Samoy, and my special will be Mamshik next time, to the unit onward.
No,
we're stopping over here, it's a little late.
Kiddush on the go, not Sunday. Kiddush on the go,